It's a striking image, an outdoor funeral. Naturally lit hands hold a little bouquet of yellow tansy flowers. A somewhat familiar scene, except in this case, the departed is a squirrel, which also has a crabapple in its mouth. The photograph is titled, A Vulture's Thanksgiving Feast. So, who's responsible for the whimsically morbid photo? Carroll High School senior Jessica Lineman. She's a pretty average teenager.
Well, I don't really have much of a life, but I'm on the computer a lot.
I sat down with her in a small diner in Churubusco a few months back after her piece was nominated for a regional Scholastic Award, and she told me how the photo came about. It was the result of a pretty basic assignment for her photography class.
Essentially, we were just given 26 different prompts. There were things like complementary colors, bug's eye view. One of them was a bird's eye view, and I'm sitting there brainstorming.
It's clear what her teacher had in mind.
The basic idea of it would be you get up high and you look down on something. All it is a change in perspectives.
But Lineman isn't one to think inside the box.
And it just happened, hey, what if I did a vulture's eye view? And so I went with that.
So she got down low, put herself into the mind of a vulture, and went looking for her next meal. Her mom and dad had some free time to help her out, so
all three of us hopped into the truck and were just scanning the road, looking for roadkill.
Lineman said it took some time to find something intact, so they had to drive down country roads for a while.
Like he was in the middle of a lane somewhere, and so grabbed a shovel out of the back and started scooping him up.
When they first set off, they were indiscriminate about exactly what type of critter they'd find.
Yeah, we had a plastic bag and down and everything, so
you were prepared for your...
Yes. Yes, we were prepared for anything up to the size of a large possum or raccoon.
Back at the diner, Lineman told me the rest of the process was pretty straightforward.
We took it back to my house. And so I'm sitting out there with some rubber gloves and, you know, I'm grabbing up all these dead leaves from around, making it a very autumn-like scene. Pulled some walnuts down off the tree, got the crab apples.
I confessed to Lineman that I was moved when I first saw her photograph on display at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art. It really got me thinking about my own mortality. But, she told me, as it sometimes goes in the art world, the joke is on the audience. She didn't mean for it to be taken so seriously.
It's hilarious. But by the same token, I can see where you're coming from, and I can see why. If you get something profound out of it, you get something deeper, more meaningful, then that's fabulous, I mean. But that's part of the human experience. I mean, we make things out of nothing. That's what we do.
The photos garnered a lot of attention. It appeared in the New Yorker magazine, and out of thousands of entries, Lineman was awarded regional Best in Show by the Scholastic competition.
I'm not used to this much attention. It's been really almost overwhelming. I mean, it's... people like me, yay!
As far as her future, she's planning on going to college and studying environmental science, but says she can always keep photography as a hobby. For WBOI News, I'm Virginia Alvino.